It was on. Do I have to go through that again?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners' Court meeting for December the 7th, 2009. And we will begin our meeting with an invocation by Commissioner Senegal and the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Alfred.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, I ask that you continue to bless this county, this court, all of its employees of Jefferson County, all the citizens. Thank you for this past week seeing us through. Blizzard, storm. Thank you that you allowed us to attend another commission for the week. We can conduct this county. Yes, these blessings.
Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Items under purchasing. Item A, receive and file bids for sale of former postal encoding center. All we're doing is receiving that, I guess. Item B, receive and file bids for IFB for term contract for reinforced concrete pipe and precast concrete box culverts for Jefferson County. Item C, approve specifications for IFB for the replacement of the cooling tower fans and assembly for Jefferson County. Item D, approve specifications for IFB for term contract for snack and drink vending machines for Jefferson County. Item E, award IFB term contract to liquid soil stabilizers to Base Seal International in the amount of $13.63 per gallon. Item F, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for IFB for the term contract on that liquid soil stabilizer. Item G, award IFB for hot mix overlay for the Ford Park softball field parking lot to Hayden Paving in the amount of $165,776. Item H, execute, receive, and file this offer for the hot mix with Hayden Paving. Item I has been requested tabled. Item J, requested tabled. Item K, consider and possibly approve job order contract with Centerline Construction to repair T-Hanger Building 227-A-1 in the amount of $4,904.89. And item L is to receive and file this job order contract with Centerline for the amount stated. Item M, consider and possibly approve job order contract with Centerline Construction for repairs to T-Hanger Building 227-A-2 in the amount of $29,694.56. This is in accordance with interlocal agreement with Harris County Department of Education. Item N is then to approve that job order contract with Centerline for that hangar in the amount stated. Item O, consider and possibly approve job order contract with Centerline for repair to T-Hanger Building 227-A-3 in the amount of $29,999.75 due to Hurricane Ike damage. This is also in accordance with the interlocal agreement with Harris County Department of Education. Item P is then to receive and file that job order contract with Centerline on the T-Hanger Building in the amount stated. Item Q, consider and possibly approve job order contract with Centerline Construction for the repair of T-Hanger Building 227-A-4 in the amount of $54,447.21 due to Hurricane Ike damage. also in accord with the agreement with Harris County Department of Education. Item R is to receive and file that job order contract with Centerline on T-Hanger A4. Item S, consider and possibly approve job order contract with Weatherproofing Technologies, Inc. to perform a discovery to the interior of the old courthouse to determine whether water intrusion during heavy rains in the amount of $3,439.10. Item T, then to receive and file this job order contract with Weatherproofing Technologies. Item U, consider and possibly approve change order number 2, Bartlett Coke LP, Southeast Texas Regional Airport Hangar 7 project. This change order is a deductive change reflecting adjustments to the contingency line item in the amount of $571.53. This change brings the contract total from $2,840,180 to $2,839,608.47. Item V, receive and file this change order with Southeast Texas Regional on Hangar 7. Item W, consider and possibly approve amendments to listing for property at 4545 Jerry Ware Drive in Beaumont with CBC Arnold and Associates to June 30th, 2010. Then item X is to execute, receive, and file this amendment on the Jerry Ware Drive project. Item Y, consider and possibly approve interdepartment transfer of a 1998 Chevrolet pickup truck from Precinct Number 3 Road and Bridge to Precinct Number 1 Road and Bridge as authorized by the local government code. Is there a motion on all of these?
Judge, I so move. I have a question on item.
Okay. Have a motion by Commissioner Senegal. Do a second.
I need to recuse myself from item number W and X on the agenda regarding this vote, both pertaining to the amend the listing to CB Arnold Associates. And I have another question too, but I'll hold that. Do I need to not vote on any of it, or can I just not? Just those two items, okay.
Yeah, well, we have a motion and a second. Do you want to make a statement now?
Well, I just had one other question about another item. Want to ask it now?
Okay.
Q&R, aren't we under our, didn't we exceed our ceiling on job order contracts, or is this still part of the emergency provisioning? Okay, but normal jocks were at 50,000 cap, or the purchasing. Okay, all right. That's all I had, Judge.
Okay.
And I have a question.
Okay, sir.
On S, Mr. Pastrana, on item T. Now, it's during heavy rains with the new roof on that building. Where are we talking about? What part of that building are we talking about?
This is this courthouse, Commissioner.
I thought it said sub.
We do have a new roof on this courthouse.
Oh, I apologize. I heard sub courthouse when I instead of old. I apologize. Thank you, Judge.
Where does it say sub courthouse?
It says old, but I heard sub. I'm dyslexic.
Oh.
I'm dyslexic.
Okay. All right. Anything else? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. All abstain, say aye. Okay. County Commissioners. Item A, receive and file executed quitclaim deed to a 6.437 acre tract of land in Beaumont to the Beaumont Independent School District. Item B, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a flat rate contract for professional services with Allison Bass and Associates LLP to assist with the redistricting activities anticipated to be required as a result of the 2010 census. Item C, considering possibly approve self-insuring against any loss covered by the public official's bond for Lolita Ramos, district clerk, effective January 1, 2010. Item D, considering possibly approve self-insuring any loss above $5,000 public official bond amount for Linda Robinson, treasurer, effective January 1, 2010. Is there a motion on these? Motion by Commissioner Alfred, second by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Auditor, item A, consider and approve issuance of home buyout checks. Checks will not be released to the title company until the federal funding is received. As check number 332894 through check number 332895 for a sum of $202,752.50. Item B, payment of regular county bills. Check number 332896 through check number 333163. Is there a motion on these?
So move.
Motion by Commissioner Senegal. Second by Commissioner Alford. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous. County Treasurer, item A, receive file investment schedule for October 2009, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Is there a motion on that?
Mm-hmm.
Motion by Commissioner Arnold. Second by Commissioner Domain. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Engineering Department, item A, execute, receive, and file pipeline permit number 16-P-09 to Samson Long Star LLC for the distribution of natural gas and oil. The crossing is located approximately 3,600 feet north of the Phelan Boulevard on Keith Road. Project is located in Precinct 1. Item B, consider and possibly approve a private road subdivision as Bertrand Place, Lot 1 through 6, and 18.270 acres of land and part of the David Burrell League. It's an abstract number 68, Jefferson County, and this property is located in Precinct 2. Is there a motion on these? Have a motion by Commissioner Senegal and a second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. And that concludes our docket, and following court today, cake will be served in the foyer. And as each year, it is provided by HEB, and they look really good. So there's nothing further. We're adjourned.